60 years on from the Paris massacre, and the wounds run deep. One day before the anniversary, President Macron attended the official commemoration alongside relatives of the victims. He paid tribute to them, yet no word of an apology from the man who is running to keep his job in next year's election. Not even a public speech. In a written statement put out by the president's office, Macron observed a minute of silence in memory of the victims of the bloody repression of October 17, 1961. He admitted the facts, the crimes committed that night under the authority of Maurice Papon are inexcusable for the Republic. Words that conveyed regret, but too subtle for many who point to the decades of silence surrounding the killings.
Il est grand temps.
It's high time on this 60th anniversary that a strong statement be made at the highest level of the state to recognize the responsibility of the French state in this massacre.
The massacre occurred against the backdrop of the Algerian War of Independence. As the conflict dragged on, the public began to turn against the savagery of the methods used by French forces. Throughout this turbulent time, one man came to embody those traits, Maurice Papon. A senior police official in France's Nazi collaborationist Vichy government, Papon forcibly deported more than 1,500 French Jews to die in concentration camps. After the war, he rose to become the officer in charge of Paris's police forces. In his role, Papon ordered the violent suppression of the October 17th march in Paris, where 25,000 men, women and children gathered across the city to protest against a curfew that prevented Algerians leaving their homes at night. Police charged at the crowds, killing dozens, and hurled many into the River Seine to drown, their bodies never to be found, and the precise number of those killed still unknown. It took 51 years for a French president to recognize the killings. In 2012, the then president, François Hollande, acknowledged the massacre and renounced France's colonial past. But he stopped short of an apology and was roundly criticized by right-wing opponents. The sensitivity in which some regard the killings comes down to holding France's colonial past to account. The rise of the far right in the country has further inflamed an already toxic debate. Papon was eventually imprisoned for the crimes he committed during World War II. But for the victims of the 1961 massacre and their families, it is an event which exposed the unrestrained powers of the authorities at the time and the grief and damage that it left behind. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.